22. Evolution on Islands. This isn't an elephant calf. Elephas falconeri is the smallest known elephant. It lived on the island of Sicily in the Mediterranean. Fossil skeletons show that an adult individual only stood about a metre tall. Why was it so small? Because islands are very special environments, and this affects the evolution of animals living on them. Large species that are good swimmers can spread to islands. Once there, they become smaller in body size than their mainland relatives. Why is this so? All animals try to avoid being eaten. Many prey species have evolved to become either large and intimidating or small so that they can easily hide from predators. On islands, predators are uncommon and food is limited. Therefore, large animals become smaller as they no longer have to expend energy maintaining a large body. Can the same thing happen to humans? On the island of Flores in Indonesia, remains of a dwarf species of human called Homo floresiensis have been recovered. This species was about a metre tall. Flores is an isolated island, and scientists believe that the ancestors of Homo floresiensis were unable to leave the island once they had reached it. Subsequently, they evolved according to the principles that govern island evolution. Large animals become smaller, and small animals larger. Hence, Homo floresiensis became smaller. Small species like rats and mice can reach islands, for example, by clinging to tree trunks. On islands, they become bigger because a bigger body requires a lower metabolism, which means that the animal can eat less. Recently, a new species of rodent was found on New Guinea that was the size of a cat and weighed nearly 1.5 kilos.